This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how Jesus can use us to open the eyes of others. Recently, I talked about how Jesus healed a man who had been blind since birth. And to heal this man, Jesus spit on the ground, made mud with his saliva, and smoothed this mud over the blind man's eyes. He then instructed the man to go wash it off, and the man returns with his full sight. Now, what's interesting is that this man was known all around town as the blind man. So once he was healed, everyone was inquiring, how could this be? Who healed you? But the man consistently professed that Jesus, in fact, healed him. There is still a great division because some people believe that if Jesus had the power to restore his sight, a man who had been blind since birth, that he must not be just some ordinary man. But then there were others who believe that Jesus was a sinner and no sinner could be acting on behalf of God. Jesus was showing them, though, just the contrary. He restored the sight of a blind man to open the eyes of many to show that he had been sent by God, that he was in fact the Messiah and the light of the world. So while God may not be restoring our eyesight per se, he is using us constantly to help open the eyes of others we may come in contact with. So the next time we want to be reminded about how God is using us to reach others, let us cling to these words. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be proud that God is using you to open the eyes of others.